Yes, he is. The King of Glory. This is Amazing Grace. See that. Unfailing love. Yes, Lord. Ladies and gentlemen, my brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, family, friends, and foes, and yes, even foes in the family, and to the standing between the living and the dead. Pardon me. Brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, my beloved, this is Daniel White, the third president of Gospel Light Society International, with the White House daily reading of the chronological Bible, episode number 818. Where I simply read the Holy Bible in the King James Version each day, the Authorized Version, still to this day the most popular Bible in the world. In chronological order, courtesy of my baby daughter, my last child on this earth so far, Danielle Elizabeth White. Speaking of Danielle, I have to check in with her. all of my children are grown and on their own now, but they still help in the ministry. This unique viewpoint allows us to read the whole Bible as a single true story and to see the unfolding of God's plan in history. And today, my dear friends, we are reading 2 Kings chapter 13, verses 8 through 11. Shall we pray first? Right here. Push that all the way back and make sure the volume is on high. Testing, testing, 1, 2, 3. Thumbs up, thumbs down. Great. Shall we pray? Holy Father God in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. And Holy Father God, I praise you and I thank you for the great services on yesterday, in spite of the devil and in spite of a contentious, devilish wife. And Holy Father God, in fact, my wife and I both read that passage in order today, where it is better to be in the wilderness than with a contentious, rebellious wife. And Lord, I know who's behind it, and so I thank you that I know we don't wrestle against flesh and blood, but the devil is the one who is seeking to hinder the preaching of your holy gospel, the praying to you, the preaching of your holy word. And you blessed me and caused me to win the victory on yesterday over the devil, and even Marika White, who was being used by the devil in a huge way, having two great services in spite of the devil, and the devil using my own wife to try to hinder the ministry and the work, even though now she's supposed to be saved. But under the pressure of preaching nearly every day throughout the month of June, she is failing. But I do praise you and thank you for the victory. I also praise you and thank you, Lord, for your mercy, your love, and your grace. I praise you and thank you for your Holy Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, your Holy Spirit, and your Holy Word. I praise you and I thank you once again today for the millions, the many, and the manifold blessings that you have bestowed upon us. I also praise you, Lord, and thank you for allowing me to catch your servant who is in heaven with you now, Charles Stanley, in the wee hours of the morning, and being able to text my children to catch them as well. And Holy Father God, what a blessing he still is. And Lord, he's one of the first ones that I actually miss. But I thank you, Lord, that he being dead yet speaketh. Thank you, Lord, for making him to be so faithful to you. And Holy Father God, I praise you and thank you for salvation and spiritual, family and life, financial and material, protection and provision, mental and physical blessings that you have bestowed, Lord, upon us down through the years, in spite of the devil and in spite of a cantankerous wife over 35 years. and who still has not won the victory. I pray that she would. And I pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ that you would have mercy and grace upon each and every one of us in my family and in this country and in your church who are saved and born again. For Jesus Christ's sake, have mercy and grace, Lord, upon us and forgive us, Lord, of our sins, our failures, and our faults. Wash and cleanse our hearts and minds, souls, spirits, and consciences in the holy and precious blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, and make us to be whiter than snow of every sin. And Lord God in heaven, I praise you and thank you that you led Charles Stanley to emphasize with Christians that we're those of us who are born again are your children, and you expect us to obey you. And when we don't, we must expect the chastisements, the punishments, the rebukes, which most people have not heard much of today. So, Holy Father God, I pray that you would crucify our flesh and the old man within us. Forgive us of all of our sins, faults, and failures. For those of us who are saved and born again, and fill us with the fullness and the power of your Holy Spirit in my family, in your church, in this audience today. And Lord, I do pray that you would deliver us from temptation, evil, and sin. Grant us your grace and the power of your Holy Spirit to love right, live right, think right, and do right, and act right, and do that which is pleasing in your sight. Pardon me, Lord, put a guard in our hearts, our minds, tongues, attitudes, and temperaments that we would not sin against you. Lord, I noticed that after I forged ahead yesterday with two major services, Marika White, my wife, of over 35 years, had a totally different attitude and spirit. And so that tells me two things. One, she needs to be under the sound of the preaching of your holy word, evidently more and more. But number two, the devil was behind the provocations that she engineered. Because as soon as the two services were over, that satanic spirit left. And so, Holy Father God, help her to somehow understand that and to see that and to say no to the devil and to resist the devil. We may get to preaching one of Charles Stanley's sermons regarding that today. And so, Lord, I pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ that you will cast the devil and the demons of hell out of Marika White, out of her mother, out of her aunts, and out of her siblings. And I pray that you will save their souls. I pray, Holy Father God, that you will do the same and cast out the devil and the demons of hell out of my own mother and siblings who are living in disobedience, have been living in disobedience for years. And, Lord, I pray the same for, Lord, all of my children, that you will cast the devil and the demons of hell out of those who have that problem and who have acquired that demonic spirit through generational curses. And, Lord, I pray that you will give them sweet victory over the world, the flesh, and the devil. I pray, Lord, that you will save everybody's soul in my family, outside of my family, in this audience, in this country, and around the globe, so that the word can get in to their hearts and encourage them in the faith. Holy Father God, thank you for bringing us a mighty long way. And Lord, I pray for the salvation of the lost, for the revival of the saved, for the healing of the sick, for the comfort of the grieving and the mourning in this country and around the globe. And Holy Father God, I pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ that, Lord, you would draw them to yourself for salvation. Save those who are lost, revive the saved, heal the sick, comfort the grieving and the mourning. Grant us, Lord, who are saved, your grace and the power of your Holy Spirit in your mind, Lord, to pray without ceasing. And Holy Father God, Lord, help the other women who are listening in and who are glad that they're and maybe rejoicing that they're not the one, they don't see themselves as rebellious, proud and stubborn as is my wife. Help them to understand they're not under the same satanic pressure of having a husband who preaches the gospel and your holy word every day either. And so, Holy Father God, I pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ that you will lift all of our sin burdens, guilt burdens, care burdens, anxiety burdens, troubles, problems and fears from our feeble hearts and minds, souls and spirits, and fill us with your peace that passeth all understanding, your joy unspeakable, your holy serenity and tranquility of mind and heart. And Lord God in heaven, I pray today that you would deliver us from all of our distresses and afflictions. Deliver us, Holy Father God, from all of our tribulations, troubles, trials, temptations, tests, and tensions. And Lord, I pray that you deliver us also from all spiritual and mental, physical and emotional, family, financial, legal, student loan debt, student progress problems, troubles and difficulties that we are facing. Lord God in heaven, I thank you for Dr. Charles Stanley because I can relate to him. He had a bad wife and so do I. It just so happens she has not divorced yet. They divorced at 44 years of marriage, which is, Lord, in my mind, ridiculous, but the devil drove her to do that. And the devil may be driving my wife to do that. She has not done that yet. She certainly has the freedom to do so. And I believe, take it the same way that Charles Stanley did. I believe that deep down he secretly rejoiced in it. And I would rejoice in it as well, if that's what she chose to do, because it is better to be in the wilderness or on the roof of a house, certainly not in this heat, than to be in the household with a provoking, lying, rebellious, disobedient woman and wife. And I would welcome that, as I've already told her, for over 35 years. If she's going to live in my house, she needs to obey you. And if she obeyed you, she would be obeying me. If she does not want to do that, she needs to go and go someplace else. But as for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. And I thank the Lord that I raised my 7 children virtually by myself with your help, for she did not rise to the occasion. But they served also as a buffer, and they were able to help watch her and so forth. And now I'm in emptiness with this devilish woman. And so, Holy Father God, I pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ that you would cast out the devil and the demons of hell in the satanic demonic spirit of Judas, Jezebel, Sanballat, and Tobias, out of her heart, mind, soul, and spirit, and help her to humble herself down, to do away with her Pharaoh-style pride and her Jamaican-style pride, and humble herself down and become meek and be what you would have her to be, since she made a profession of faith in you on March the 4th. I even told her then it was going to take some time, and it is taking some time, but I did not think she would continue to act this ugly when I decided to preach through so-called Pride Month. And she acts like one of the foolish acting women in the world today. So, Lord God in heaven, drive the demons of hell from her heart, mind, soul, and spirit. For I pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, and I know there are many husbands who have it far worse than I do, so I pray for them. I do thank you, as I wrote in a column on yesterday, I do praise you and thank you that such men, your servants, your God-called preachers, as Dr. Tony Evans, Dr. Tim Clinton, Dr. T.D. Jakes, are all trying to turn the tide from the foolishness that has been going on in so-called Christian homes, church homes, and families, and churches down through the years, where if mama ain't happy, ain't nobody happy. That is ridiculous. I know that was the case in my dad's household. It has never been the case in my household, because I'm going to remain happy whether my wife is happy or not. I can care less because if she's not obedient, she's never going to be happy. And so, but I have enjoyed my married life, my marriage, to the highest degree. And I've enjoyed my life in spite of her and her foolishness of rebelliousness and disobedience, because I got married to obey you, not to commit fornication. I got married to have sex, and she was the only woman who admitted she was a virgin. All of the other 9 or 10 women could not say that. And I wanted to marry a virgin woman, and so that's the main reason why, and I got what I wanted out of it. I thought that she would become a virtuous woman, but that has not happened, as you know. And so, Holy Father God, I pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ that going forward today, as I have two at least one more service to go, that she would just humble herself, keep her heart and mind stayed on you, to pray without ceasing, as I have told her, and to meditate on your holy word, and do what you have commanded her to do, and everything will go just fine for the ministry and for her. And Holy Father God, I pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ Let me see this. Okay, that's good. Here you go. Make sure the volume is completely high. And Holy Father God, I pray, and make sure that thing is plugged up as well. And Holy Father God, I pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ that you would protect Lord, my family, as you have for thousands of days, and protect all other Christian families in this audience and across the country and around the globe and all other people. Protect us, Lord, from ourselves, our flesh, and the devil. and from the demons of hell, and from evil people in the family, evil people in the church, and evil people in the world. And Lord, I do pray on this beautiful and hot day in Texas that you would place upon us today the whole armor of God, surround us with the band of your holy angels and a wall of your holy fire, cover us in the precious blood of Christ, and make us, Lord, to be whiter than snow on the inside. In Jesus Christ's name I do pray and for his sake. And Lord, have all that we do and say to be done for your glory, praise, and honor, and for the glory, praise, and honor of the Lord Jesus Christ. And Lord, save that soul that is nearest hell. Reclaim the backslidden. In Jesus Christ's name I pray and for his sake. Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, 2 Kings chapter 13, verses 8 through 11. I have the high honor and the distinct privilege and the great pleasure to read in your hearing, thus saith the Lord. Pardon me. The Word of God, the Holy Bible, at 2 Kings chapter 13, verses 8 through 11. Now the rest of the acts of Jehoahaz, and all that he did, and his might, are they not written in the book of the Chronicles of the Kings of Israel? And Jehoahaz slept with his fathers, and they buried him in Samaria. And Joash his son reigned in his stead. In the 37th year of Joash, king of Judah, began Joash the son of Jehoahaz to reign over Israel in Samaria, and reigned 16 years. And he did that which was evil in the sight of the Lord. He departed not from all of the sins of Jeroboam, the son of Nebat, who made Israel sin, but he walked therein. Shall we pray? Holy Father God in heaven, I pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ for all of the people who are under the sound of my voice, live and then later on demand. Help us not to walk in the evil of our fathers and mothers. Lord, help us to love you back, fear you, and obey you, and be blessed, and do as your servant Charles Stanley told us, obey God and leave all of the consequences to him. In Jesus Christ's holy name, we pray and for his sake. Amen. Dear friends, join me now in praying for our prayer list. You can repeat after me if you don't have the list, or you can create your own list. This is called strategic praying. Very important. Holy Father God in heaven, we come before your throne of grace, and we pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, first, that you would have mercy and grace upon all of us who name the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, and who say that we are saved. Forgive us of all of our sins, especially the sins of not obeying your great commandment and not obeying your great commission. And Holy Father God, we pray for the millions of people who are still hurting, who are still in pain from the coronavirus plague. comfort them as only you can, draw them to yourself. And Lord, who are not saved, and comfort them and be with them and give them your grace to overcome. And Holy Father God, we also pray now for Nita. Pardon me, Lord. Please heal Nita from sensitivity to chemicals. Help the dentist and dental assistant to see the mistake they made and replace the crowns in Nita's teeth. Protect her and keep her safe and secure from the gang associates and their parties. Keep the parties from disturbing her. And Holy Father God, I pray for Erica. Please deliver her from suffering and from the pain that she is in, and for your will to be done in her life. We pray, Lord, for Viola. Please heal Viola from brain cancer, a sleeping disorder, emotional trauma, grief, loss, and loneliness. Please heal, restore, and renew Magdalena's mind after she suffered a stroke. Heal her nasal cavity and hair loss. Deliver her from depression and split personality disorder and sleeping disorder. Renew her spiritually. Please heal Cordelia's mind. Heal her from heart trouble and save and bless her family tree. And Holy Father God, I pray for Pastor Bushibi. Thank you, Lord, for the souls that have been saved in Belial's funeral, and for the salvations, miracles, and healings. Please heal and comfort Irene Bushibi after the deaths in her family, and bless her with the money she needs to pay hospital bills. Please bless the Roberts visa application as they plan on doing missionary work in the U.S., and we need missionary work to be done. And the prayer and fasting ministry, please provide with them or for them Bibles, supplies for orphans and widows, materials for pastoral training and ministry resources for the gospel outreach. Now, Holy Father God, we pray for the people who have believed in the Lord Jesus Christ through the gospel that has been preached from this pulpit all around the world. We give you the glory, praise, and honor. We pray for Macau, Candelario, Jermaine, Jelly, and Evangeline. Help them all to grow in the faith and to stand strong in the faith and be the Christians you want them to be. We pray, Holy Father God, for those who have recommitted their lives through the preaching of the whole counsel of God from this pulpit as well as the gospel. Help them to stand strong in the faith. We pray for Olani, Irene, Tony, Aslam, and another Irene. And Lord, we pray that you will help them to stand firm in the faith and to become the strong Christians you want them to be. In Jesus Christ's name we pray, and for his sake, amen. Now, dear friend of mine, if you're with us today and you have never believed in the Lord Jesus Christ, or you do not know where you would go, heaven or hell, when you die, and that's important to know, allow me to share with you the bad news and then share with you the good news on how you can be saved from hell and saved to heaven. Bad news number one, you are a wicked, evil, ungodly sinner as I am. The Pope is a wicked, evil, ungodly sinner too. And so are all bishops. So is the Dalai Lama. and so is even Joel Osteen, pastor of the largest church in America. Why? Because God's Word says we all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. We all have broken the Ten Commandments of God. We are sinners, and so we have lied. We have stolen things. We have lusted after people and things. We have disobeyed our parents and dishonored our parents. We have disobeyed God and dishonored God. And many of us have committed fornication ignorantly, and some knew what they were doing. Many of us have committed adultery, at least in our hearts, lusting after somebody we're not married to. And some have committed homosexuality. A man with a man and a woman with a woman and other such evil foolishness. And we are all sinners. Nobody is better than you, and you're not better than anybody else. For the Bible says all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Bad news number two, you're going to die. I'm going to die. The Pope is going to die. The Dalai Lama is going to die. King Charles III is going to die. Everybody and their mama is going to die. Why? Because the Word of God says the wages of sin is death. In other words, the payment for sin is death. That's the price that we pay for our sins. So that'll let you know that God and Jesus are very serious about this matter. God has blessed us with these tremendous, magnificent bodies and brains. And yet we still must die. That's how bad, that's how terrible sin and disobedience and rebelliousness is. Bad news number three, when we die, if we don't make arrangements in this life, we will go to that awful place called the literal burning hell, where we will suffer throughout eternity. That's how bad sin is. God is very serious about sin, evil, and crimes that have been committed against him, against other people. Jesus Christ is very serious about it. He is the Son of God who preached more about hell and burning in hell than anybody in the Old Testament and the New Testament. He preached on hell, the burning hell, more than he did about the glories of heaven. Why? Because he hates us? No, but because he loves us. He wants us to come to know him as Savior. He wants us to believe in him to be saved from that awful place called hell. Jesus Christ is the only conqueror of death and hell. Jesus Christ suffered, bled, and died on the cross for your sins, was buried, and rose on the third day by the power of Almighty God. He died for our sins that cause us to die and go to hell. He paid our sin debt, and all we have to do is believe in him. He is the Lamb of God, the Passover Lamb of God for everybody. If you believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, God will pass over you. For Jesus Christ said the most loving words ever said in the history of the world. Jesus Christ said the most important words ever said in the history of the world when he said one night, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. So, dear friend, believe in your heart in the Lord Jesus Christ, as he has instructed you to do, so that your soul can be saved from perishing in hell and saved to the beauties and the wonderfulness of heaven by simply believing in the Son of God, Jesus Christ. The Bible says, "For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." So repeat after me if you want to be saved today, as I pray with you the sinner's prayer, believing in your heart in Jesus Christ, and how that he suffered, he bled, and he died on the cross for your sins, was buried, and rose on the third day. Follow me in prayer. Repeat after me phrase by phrase and mean it from your heart. Don't pray it if you don't mean it. Holy Father God, I admit that I am a sinner and that I have done evil in your sight repeatedly. For Jesus Christ's sake, please have mercy and grace upon my soul. And please forgive me of all of my sins, my failures and my faults. As I now believe with all of my heart in your Holy Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, who suffered and bled and died on the cross for my sins, was buried and rose from the dead by your power. Lord Jesus Christ, I believe in you. Please come into my heart and into my spirit and save my soul today. Fill me with your Holy Spirit. Help me to change and help me to repent of my sins and to follow you in the newness of life. In Jesus Christ's name I pray and for his sake. Amen. Now, dear friend, if you believed in the Lord Jesus Christ and you called on his name in prayer and asked him to save you according to the Word of God, according to the Bible, you are now saved. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Whosoever believeth in the Lord Jesus Christ in his heart that Jesus Christ died for their sins, was buried, and rose on the third day will be saved. There's no other name under heaven that can save your soul. So, dear friend, if you did that in sincerity, congratulations for believing in the Lord Jesus Christ, doing the most important thing in life, and that is believing in the Lord Jesus Christ and praying and asking him to save you. Now, to help you grow in the faith, I want you to go to gospellightsociety.com and read my book titled What to Do After You Have Entered Through the Door. You can get it free of charge. Just tap it, download it to your device, and start reading it, and it will give you the next steps that you need to take as a new Christian. Also, go to that same site, GospelLightSociety.com, write it down, and click on the Gospel Light Society podcast button, and it will take you to thousands of podcasts. Some will be right there on the front, the latest ones, but it's much deeper than that. Thousands of podcasts that will help teach you the Word of God and disciple you and help you to grow on nearly 50 different subjects. Also, email us at dw3@gospellightsociety.com or gls@gospellightsociety.com, and let us know that you got saved and you believed in the Lord Jesus Christ so that we can pray for you and with you and rejoice with you. If you have a special prayer request or you have a question, please email us at those same two emails and let us know so that we can pray for you until you tell us to stop or answer your question. God bless you, dear friend. Until next time, I'm going to take a break. If the Lord tarries his coming and I live and so forth, Lord willing, I'll see you in a few hours. Pray for me as I pray for thee, and remember to pray without ceasing. Read the Word of God. Meditate on the Word of God without ceasing. And remember, you are now a soldier of the cross. Remember the motto of the Marines, Semper Fidelis. Be always faithful. Remember the motto of the Air Force / Space Force, Semper Supra, always above. Keep your heart and mind stayed on the Lord. Don't get caught up with what's going on in this world. Don't get entangled with it. Keep your heart and mind stayed on the Lord, and He'll keep you in perfect peace. In fact, I may preach three times today. I'm thinking about honoring once again Dr. Charles Stanley and preaching his sermon, Fight Your Battles on Your Knees. God bless you, my dear friends, until next time and until then, as the music plays. Oh, yes. Glory be to God in the highest.
Hey, come here. You saw the phone. You saw it down there. Yes, sir.